we are about to witness one of the great phenomena of the natural world.
Leave excerpt biology revision notes.
Viruses are much smaller than bacteria and come in round, rod, or complex shapes. Viruses are controversial in terms of classification because they can show most of the characteristics of living things. Living things have genetic material such as DNA or RNA, and so do viruses. Living things can feed, respire, grow, excrete, reproduce, move, and are sensitive to stimuli, and so do viruses, but only when inside living things. Another thing that sets viruses apart is the fact that they're not made of cells. Instead, they have a protein coat. Since they are not made of cells, they do not have the organelles or cell machinery that are present in living things such as ribosomes, mitochondria, or chloroplasts. For this reason, they need to infiltrate the cells of others to reproduce. This is why they're called obligate parasites. There are five stages in viral replication. Firstly, the virus attaches to the host cell. Secondly, the virus forms a hole in the cell and inserts its DNA. Next, the organelles of the host cell are used to produce new viruses. The viral molecules are assembled, and finally, the host cell bursts, releasing the newly formed viruses. There are many human diseases that are caused by viruses, including colds, flu, polio, mumps, measles, rubella, chickenpox, and COVID-19. Antibiotics do not work for viruses, as antibiotics target the cell wall of bacteria. As viruses are not living things and do not have a cell wall, antibiotics will not work. Viruses can also affect plants and animals. New viruses always come from the mutation of an old virus or from the animal kingdom. Viruses can be of benefit in genetic engineering to introduce genes from one organism to another. Our body's defense system helps protect us from invading pathogens like viruses. The general defense system, including our skin and mucous membranes, stops viral molecules from entering. The specific defense system mobilizes once the virus has invaded. Antigens are unique marker molecules present on the protein coat of viruses and stimulate the production of antibodies. Antibodies are produced by our white blood cells in response to the identification of antigens. Once our bodies have come in contact with antigens and have produced the antibodies, it can later reproduce these antibodies when it again comes in contact with the antigen. This gives us long-term active immunity. Active immunity can also be developed artificially if a vaccination is available. In this case, an antigen is introduced to the body, and then our white blood cells produce antibodies to give us long-term immunity. Vaccines cannot be taken by at-risk groups who may have compromised immunities. For more on the defense system, see our podcast on the defense system.